Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 7th chapter, text number 20 and 21, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 17, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sprisya salilam sangdadhita samahitaha vajanan nabhisangharam prana-kritsya upasthite prato-pravishtitanga-teja prachandam sarvatulisam prana-padam avipeksha viṣṇu-jiṣṇu-rubhāca. So, necessity has no law. This Brahmavanda, he knew how to create this Brahmastra. He learned it, but he knew it also that this weapon is not to be used and generally. In very, very rare cases, this should be used. As I explained, that atomic bomb, the nuclear weapon, is not used when there is a fight between two dogs. It is not so insignificant. When the fight is very severe, just like your country used this nuclear bomb, when the Japanese people dared to attack your Pearl Harbor. At that time, your president was Mr. Truman. It was not to be used, but he took little more precaution. Anyway, such weapon, deadly weapon, should not be used ordinarily. Therefore, here he said that prana-kritsyam upasthite. He knew that Arjuna was after him and there is no escape. He would be killed. So whatever last resort he knew, he used that knowledge to throw Brahmastra so that the other party may be killed altogether. But ajanam api sanghara. He was not willing, but he did not know how to withdraw that. Formerly they used to know it. They could throw one brahmastra and if he dies can withdraw, or the other party can nullify. This is warfare. But he did not know that. How to counteract it, he did not know that. Another point is here. This mantra weapon is so strong that it can be manufactured simply by touching water with mantra. Just like we take mantra, abho vitra pavitra vasar bhavasthangato viva jasmare mandarika savai. The same process. Do not think that it is some ritualistic external. No, it has got meaning. If you can chant the mantra properly, if you follow the rules, and if you must be expert in chanting mantra. Hare Krishna mantra we are chanting, and Haridas Thakur is also chanting. Haridas Thakur, how advanced he was, just imagine, he was a young man and a very nice, beautiful prostitute came there at dead of night, wanted to enjoy his company, and he said simply, "Very good idea, please sit down. Let me finish my Hare Krishna." Is it possible for ordinary man? No. It is not possible. That means he was expert, was advanced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, "Yaha haite sarvasiddhi haive tama." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, simply by chanting, you will get all success of life. Sarvasiddhi. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing. Yaha haite sarvasiddhi haive tama. By simply chanting, one gets the highest perfection. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's blessing and gift. So we should be very careful and follow the regulatory principles. Then automatically you will be perfect. There is no doubt about it. Mantra, just like sometimes the snake charming mantra can be purchased in the market. But if you do not make yourself perfect about chanting the mantra, it will not be effective. I'll give you one practical instance. It is not a story, it is a fact. It was spoken, perhaps some of you know that my friend who came here, Dr. Ghosh, he told me when they were students, there was a case in Lucknow University, they were students. So there is a big building and 2-3 snake biting case happened. So some snake charmer was invited to find out the snake and take it. So he came. He came and took it away, the snake. Then this Dr. Ghosh and his class friends, they are medical students. Naturally, the so-called modern scientists, they do not believe in all these things. So they become very inquisitive. All of them went to that snake charmer. He was a Mohammedan gentleman. So he knew that these students, medical students, they have come to see the fun, how the snakes are charmed. So he inquired, "What is the matter? What is the magic that you can catch up snakes and the snake cannot do any harm to you?" So he said, "It is possible. By mantra. By mantra it can be done." So they challenged, "Oh, your snakes, I think they are poisonless and they cannot bite, there is no poison, manas. The poison teeth, the fung is taken out." No, he said, "No, no. They have got everything." So he took one and showed and healed it. So to make a fun, he had many snakes. He let them all come out from the box. And immediately, all over the courtyard, just like courtyard, they began to run over. And all these medical students, they became afraid. They were fleeing this side, that side, that side. So the charmer said, "Don't be afraid. So long I am here, they will not bite." So this was spoken by Dr. Ghosh, a personal experience. The mantra has got so much power. But Not that you practice the mantra and chant, that will not. You have to make it perfect. There is process how to become perfect in chanting the mantra. Similarly, it is an ordinary material mantra. This is a spiritual mantra. I have already explained this Hare Krishna mantra is spiritual mantra. It is not material. Therefore, I have already explained Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankti. It is not ordinary. Sound vibration, material sound, radio, no. Spiritual, Golokera Premadhana. So if we actually chant this Hare Krishna mantra properly, without any offense, then one's chanting is sufficient to make you free from the reaction of all sinful life. One's chant. There is no question of chanting thousand times. It is said, Eka Hari Name Jato Pap Hare, Papi Hoye Tato Pap Koribare Nare. One's chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, I can vanquish so much accumulated fraction of sinful life. That a first class papi, as a very expert papi, he cannot commit so many paps. Okay. He is so powerful. So if we chant it properly, that's chanting dasavidha, 10 offenses without offenses, namaparas, sunna, without any namaparas, if we chant according to the principle, then the mantra will act. Mantra will act and so nicely that the mantra will keep you always in touch with the Supreme Personality of God. That is the power of mantra. Don't think it is a hobby or it is something superfluous. No. Actually, this mantra, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna himself. So if you are allowed to keep yourself constantly in company with Krishna, then just imagine what is your position. If you keep yourself always near the fire, certainly you shall remain warm. There will be no attack of cold or anything like that. So if we constantly chant Hare Krishna mantra, then we are not in this material world. But if we purposefully again come to the material world, that independence we have got. But if we chant Hare Krishna mantra according to the instruction, Sankhapurvaganamaganonativi, we have to practice, because Goswamis, they kept a number, a numerical span. Haridas Thakur kept the biggest. Others they also kept, but not so big. But according, because just like Rupa Goswami, he had to write so many books, so he was not keeping such a big number as 3 lakh. But there was some numerical. Similarly, we must have some numerical strength, and we have minimized. I know that you are coming from a different source. So according to time, according to circumstances, in that there is no limit. You can chant more than 1600 times. There is no. But practically we see that even chanting 16 rounds becomes difficult. So don't try to imitate, but do it properly, what is advised by your spiritual master, without any offense. that mantra will save you from the dangers of Maya. That's a fact. You see, he manufactures this deadly weapon. It is material. It is so deadly weapon, Brahmastra. He is not working in a laboratory, finding out so many chemicals to make an atomic nuclear weapon. Simply water. You see, here it is said, Atho upasprisha salilam. Just like we do. Namo pavitra pavitra asana bhavasana. And then, if you do it properly, then it has got immense potency. Immense potency. Don't think it is childish. It is formalist. No. Let's see here. Atho upasprisha salilam saṅdhadhita samāhita. This is what samāhita. Completely in trance. So this is the process. These things are required. How to become samāhita, samādhista, in trance. If we take it as childish play, formality, then it will act, but it will take long time. But if you do it properly, you'll be quickly successful. In one life, you'll be successful. You don't require to wait. My Guru Maharaj used to say that although this process is guaranteed, but don't wait for another life. Finish this business in this life. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, even though one falls immaturity, then yoga bhrastam suchinang sammat simatangihi yoga bhrastam sanjayati. One who has not been successful, one is fallen from this bhakti yoga. For him also there is guarantee, nice. That guarantee, Krishna said, that suchinam simutangihi yoga bhrasta sanjaya. Suchinam. Then he is given the chance of taking birth in a very pious Brahmin family. Not ordinary. Suchinam. Suchi means Brahman. And simutang. Sri means fortune. And mot means one possesses person. That means very rich man. Simatangi he yoga bhrasta sanjayate. Even yoga bhrasta. Therefore, Narada Muni has said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, tattva sadharmam charanambujam hare bhajanapa kota patetta tojadi. Oba Vadra Abhut Abhusati. This verse is very important. He says that if one takes sentimentally this Krishna consciousness movement, Takta Sadharmam, just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, you, young men, young boys and girls are coming. He had some engagement previously, undoubtedly. Maybe you were a student, you may be a businessman or so on, so on. Everyone has some, at least he has some business for LSD. So, you have given up. Taktva sadhammam. Somehow or other, you are all engaged in some business. That is called sadhana. Sadhana means one has selected some business, that is his sadhana. Generally, if it is systematic, then sadhana means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. This is systematic sadhana. Otherwise, everyone must have some engagement. Suppose a thief, he has taken the occupation or profession of stealing. That is also sadhana. But that is not systematic. That is whimsical. So anyone must have some engagement. That engagement is called sadhana. His own business, occupation. Sakarma or sadharma. So, if by chance somebody comes attracted by this Krishna consciousness movement and gives us his profession, a good profession or bad profession. And there is no good profession in this material world, everything is bad. That is, here we have divided, this is good, this is bad, this is mental concoction, it has no value. Because material world is bad. I have given this example many times, just like stool, the upside and downside. Downside is moist and upside is dry. If somebody says, this side is very nice, what is it nonsense? It is stool. Why do you forget that the dry side is good and moist side is bad? But it is true, this side or that side. Similarly, Chaitanya Charitamrita kar, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has said, Daite bhadra bhadra sakali sama. Ei bhalo, ei mondo, sam mono dharma. Daite in the material world. Daite. Bhadra bhadra. This is good, this is bad. It is all mental construction. After it is material world, either you become very expert in handling this material affair, big businessman, Mr. Ford, Mr. This and that, or so many things. What is the meaning of this successful answer? You have to die. You have to suffer from disease. Just like nowadays, the flu is going on. Does it mean that a big man or a rich man will not suffer? When the disease is there, either you are a big man or rich man or poor man or small man, everyone has to suffer. So long you will be in the material world, if you do not rectify yourself, suddham satya, tapodibvam jino, suddheta satya, if you don't rectify your existence, then this dharma mitra jarabhadi will go on. Then what is the good? Actually, there is no good. Ehi bhalo, ehi mondo, sam mono dharma. It is simply mental concoction. So, in the material world, even if you become very expert to deal with your business very nicely, it is all useless. If one does not become Krishna conscious, his so-called success in this material world or failure, they have no value. Rather, if by sentiment somebody comes to Krishna consciousness, and if for a few days he chants Hare Krishna mantra, their success in future at least guaranteed. So, it is so nice thing. If you neglectfully chant, still there is success, but it will take some time. And if you chant very carefully, with rule, following the rules and regulations, then your success in this life is guaranteed. So, we can make our choice, because always Krishna gives us a chance to make our choice. Yathechasi tatha kuru. Whatever you like and do. So my request, it is my duty, because you have accepted me as your spiritual master. So I am repeating, my spiritual master's order that don't wait for another life. That is very risky. Another life, maybe I am given the chance of taking my birth in a good Brahmin family or rich family, but there is chance of again being spoiled. As you see, there are so many rich men's sons. They have got all the opportunity of chanting Hare Krishna. They have no economic problem. Father's property, immense property, he has got. So he has no anxiety for economic problem. That is a chance. To take birth in his family means he has no economic problem. Because for economic problem we see nowadays people are pulling on thela, a rickshaw, for two breaks. Because he is condemned to take such life, to work like an ass, like an animal. We see practically. So one who is born in this family, he should think that Krishna, but he has no knowledge, he has no good advisor, he has no guru. So he thinks that I have got this money for nothing, let me enjoy wine and woman, let me. He becomes spoiled. So although you are given the chance, sutinam simutangi, janmai sajya sutasri, although he was given the chance by nature's law, he spoils himself. Just like in America, I always say that you are born in a rich nation's family. Your country is not poor, there is no scarcity, but you should take advantage of it. Don't spoil your life because you have got so much money for nothing or every enjoyable thing. You should always think it is all Krishna's mercy that we have got this opportunity. We are honored as Americans. Now because the Americans have misused their opportunity, now they are degrading. To save your country, take this Krishna consciousness movement and enlighten them. Enlighten them. That is your service, actually, service of the country. Push this Krishna consciousness movement. They have got good opportunity and it will be very successful, materially and spiritually. Thank you very much.